More than a quarter of Australia's unique ecosystems are not represented in any of the nation's protected areas. There are also 121 species of national significance which have no habitat secured in national parks or reserves. These are the key findings in the Building Nature's Safety Net 2016 report prepared by the WWF Australia. The Wise Henry Wilson has the story.
The report's findings beg the question, what is the point of national parks if they're not protecting species? Report author Dr. Martin Taylor explained what the major threats are to Australia's wildlife.
Land clearing, feral pests like cats and foxes, and what a protected area does, of course, is turn all that around. It stops all the bad things happening, the land clearing and so forth. But it also goes beyond that, and it obliges the manager to actually manage solely for conservation of the native wildlife that are there.
What animals are affected by this and seen as endangered?
Well, there are many, many, many species, but if I could pick just one in Queensland, the northern hairy-nosed wombat in Queensland. The numbers, because of land clearing and livestock, the numbers plummeted to around about 30 in the 1960s and 70s, and until the last remaining habitat in what is now Epping Forest National Park was protected in a new national park. When the numbers recovered sufficiently that they could start a new population, where did they put that new population? In a new protected area down in southern Queensland, the Richard Underwood Nature Refuge. If any species represents the power of protected areas in bringing threatened wildlife back from the brink, I think the northern wombat exemplifies that.
And how will the average Australian notice the loss of biodiversity? How do you get them to care?
Well, they do care, Henry. I mean, you know, if poll after poll that we do shows that people are very upset. They want to see action on saving our wildlife from extinction. The only people that seem to have to be dragged kicking and screaming that way is the political class. So one of the top ranking options that we put in polls and ask people what they think is buy new national parks to save wildlife. And that was supported by 70% of Queenslanders. So, you know, people understand the problem. They know what has to be done. The only people that don't seem to understand the problem are the politicians.
And what do you see for the future of these ecosystems and what the government can do in order to protect them?
The future is grim. I mean, the State of the Environment report just come out in February shows things are grimmer than they were back in 2010, which is the last report. You know, species are still going downhill, ecosystems are still being degraded, and the ultimate outcome, of course, is extinction. I mean, we really very nearly lost the northern hairy-nosed wombat until its last habitat was protected. Numbers are back, but of course, even they're still nowhere near safe. And we've only got 200 something wombats now. We used to have 30, but at least they've bounced back to 200. You know, and what they need is protected areas. They need massive government investment in protecting habitat, and we're just not seeing that. The Commonwealth government seems to have no interest in it. The state governments have boutique interests, you know, they have 10 million here, 5 million. We need, you know, in the order of hundreds of millions of dollars to be invested in protecting habitat.
Curtin University law lecturer Dr. Hugh Finn is an expert in the regulations that stop human activities from harming wild animals. He says the other factor that needs to be taken into account in protecting biodiversity is climate change.
Those changes related to climate change, they're occurring at a rate which is really unprecedented in recent geological history. And so they're happening at sometimes at a rate which is 100 to 1,000 times the way they've occurred in the past. And at least on land and to some extent in the ocean, they're occurring in environments which there's not the opportunity. They're highly fragmented. So if you look at the landscape of anywhere in southern Australia, the landscape is highly fragmented. Much of it has been cleared. So they're no longer the corridors or continuous patches of bush that animals might have been able to navigate to get from one place to another as the climate changed.
How do you think Australia could help protect the habitat and connect the habitat for animals?
We need to look at essentially rewilding much of Australia to hook up those areas of remnant vegetation and create more robust and larger areas of remnant vegetation which could sustain animals into the future and allow for those species to or allow them to better compensate for what changes will occur because of climate change.
Dr. Hugh Finn, law lecturer from Curtin University, ending that report from the Wise Henry Wilson.